Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our God. In case you haven't noticed, there's a few stars around this morning. And because of the gospel and the three magi, today is the Feast of Epiphany, January 6th. Every 7 years, it falls on the second Sunday after Christmas. The symbolizing of a star leading the magi from their home in the Eastern Territory is pictured in much art and even in our little creche scene today when the children brought the traveling kings and camels into the scene. They were most likely astrologers who studied the constellations and movements of the celestial bodies. Consulting the stars and the movements of the planets was also a religious endeavor. Most courts and potentates kept them on staff as advisors. Herod the king most likely had some as well, but they knew nothing of this star. And since he ruled a portion of the Jewish state, he turned to the religious end about the impact of a new king when he turned to the biblical scholars in his court. When they sought answers, they looked to the Old Testament texts in question, of which they will find something about a newborn king in the book of the prophet Micah. Interestingly, again, they themselves had not seen this special star. Only the Magi had tracked it. Naturally, the Magi, the first to seek the newborn in went to the place where kings usually dwell, a palace, but he was not there. The Gospel of Matthew introduces here an interesting theme for us. It is the hiddenness of Christ, which invites those seeking him to search. Seek and ye shall find. This hiddenness is a kind of divine signature. Instead of showing blatantly, conspicuously at a temple or the palace, God slips into the world by way of a poor family in the backwater town some 9 miles away. And instead of showing forth to a crowd of supposedly insiders, political and religious leaders at the palace in Jerusalem, God will be noticed first by strangers from a foreign land. The Magi may be seen to represent humanity's yearning and searching for a way out of darkness and earthly suffering, want, violence, and death. Indeed, the habitants of the world today still yearn for deliverance and salvation from these very things. And the belief here is that we cannot do it alone by ourselves, but we need help from beyond ourselves, from our Creator. In experiencing a moving star, in their dreaming and giving of three gifts, the Magi encountered the one promised, the Savior and Redeemer, who will show all people the way, the truth, and the light. The word epiphany can mean a sudden, intuitive perception of something, or the realization of a reality, or an essential meaning of something. It can also mean a flash of insight. An epiphany can be a scene or an experience or thought that occasions a moment of vision and insight. Visions, insight, intuition, dreams, that's all the stuff of God, really. All manifestations of a spark of divine light. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, implied that these things were a hidden language of God, where he communicates to us, not in words, nor necessarily in actions, but in something that is stimulated deep within our minds, archetypal images that are God speaking to us. When we allow ourselves to trust and follow an epiphany, we may find that it leads us smack into the presence of God. We, like the Magi, may find ourselves overwhelmed with inexplicable joy and profound understanding. It's good for each of us to reflect on God's promise of a guiding light, a star, as it were, of insight and intuition. But sometimes it's just much more ordinary. When you have had a vision of what could be, or could be because of your faith, then we know that God has come near. It can also come in the helpers God sends us in our way, in a good word spoken at the right time, a friend connecting with you and offering a new opportunity for reconciliation, perhaps with a foe, or the answer to a prayer. Was it in such a moment of inspiration when a new light, a new vision broke upon you? Somehow, some way, the very voice of God was calling to you. Now, we could spend time with our own spiritual advisors and those on the pathway with us and explore our individual epiphanies. Maybe a spiritual advisor could help us. But there are also corporate epiphanies, when a group, a church, or a community responds to a cry for help from those in need. From what I was told, shelter care ministries began in such a way. The Jubilee Center began with a vision, a moment when, looking around those who were homeless and helpless and in need, it demanded a response, and the call was heard. Now again, it may be for Emmanuel Church to become open to new possibilities, renewed commitment to journey along a new pathway, because we are looking for a new rector, where there will become different styles of leadership and other shared responsibilities. You've been invited to fill out the CAT, Congregational Assessment Tool, which is a survey that helps you to understand what this parish is all about and maybe what we might be wishing for and maybe even needing in a new rector. But as you fill it out and all this information is gathered, I hope that there will be an aha moment where you're suddenly caught with something because a veil is pulled aside and you see into the future of possibilities for this place. Because epiphanies are not just figments of our imagination or silly pipe dreams. They are wonders, sometimes subtle, sometimes hidden, often at first unnoticed. God, you see, is calling us to do better, to come up higher, closer to the divine plan. We are here to spread the light of the epiphany, to worship him, to be emissaries of his message to the world that God has come down among us. As the parish searches for a new rector, it is good to remember we need to be like the Magi and study their, as they studied their charts, we need to study ourselves as well. What will help us in our eyes to see God's plan? Certainly careful, patient study, contemplation of things, creative, inspired conversation about the things seen and unseen. And above all, openness that we are being guided to follow Jesus on his pathway of humility and grace as we journey together to a new future. We still live in a time when the challenge is to choose light and life instead of darkness and death are great. But just as the Magi took their journey one step at a time, we too can be guided as if by some brilliant star. As we bring the light of Christ into our lives and into our world, let us pray that there will be visions of hope and dreams of glory. And then we will listen again to the ancient words of Isaiah the prophet. Arise, shine, for thy light has come. Amen.